Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I hope you're going to get your pencils and paper ready. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. We're going to be talking about women in the workplace and giving you all the updates and things that have been happening here in Hampton Roads. We hope that you will continue to follow us. And if you would like to call into the show tonight with any questions or comments, you may do so by dialing 347-826-7543. So get ready for Issues Concerning Women. Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Humphrey. I am excited to be with you once again. Issues Concerning Women comes on every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please tell your friends and family to tune in to the show. Thank you so very much for those that follow Issues Concerning Women and those shows that I follow. Also, I would like to take the opportunity to thank everyone that has sent in questions and stays in touch with me all over the United States, and sometimes we even get a global person to call in. So we thank you for your continued support. There's a lot been going on in the last week, so I want to catch you up to date about what Issues Concerning Women has been doing and what we have on the agenda. So I hope you have your pencils and paper ready because we want to run down just a few things that are happening here in Hampton Roads. On last Thursday night, we had Community Awareness Night, and it was hosted by the Greater Faith Ministry, which is my church. And I had awesome ladies that we were able to do the sister circle and just have a great conversation about what is going on in the community. Our topics were domestic violence, depression, and the loss of a child. But we had such horrible weather last week, we decided to just open the floor and with the ladies that were there and just have a great conversation. I want to thank my guests, Veronica McMillan, Tia Mallory, and LaLisa Williams from New Jersey. We're all in the house. These are our speakers for that Community Awareness Night. They were awesome. We were able to give out good information to help each other and to move forward in our prospective businesses. So it was an awesome night. On last Friday, I had the opportunity to speak at Bryant and Stratton University here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and our topic was women in the workplace. Now, I'm so excited about that engagement because there were equal amount of men in the room, and I'm giving a shout-out to the men tonight. Thank you so much, all the men businesses that came out, because they wanted to hear what we had to say about women in the workplace, and that was awesome to me. And I'm still making contacts with those people that I actually had the opportunity to meet, and I'm still getting emails each and every day, getting phone calls about the actual event itself, and looking forward to working with some of these wonderful men and women and doing some great things in the community. We were actually at the Town Center Business Alliance And that's something that is happens every month through the college. We get together, business leaders in the community, and we just listen to our speaker, whoever that may be, and it just happened to be me last week. And we talked about the women in the workplace, how we can move forward. Has, you know, everything changed, you know, after 200 years? Have we arrived yet? So it was an awesome experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, made some great connections, and we want to share some of that information with you tonight. Also, and then on Saturday, I had the opportunity to meet with TCE, which is the career engineer, and her group. I was invited to their Saturday morning breakfast, so I was excited about that. And Francina Harrison is in charge of that organization, and we had an awesome time, a great fellowship with the ladies and gentlemen that I knew already because I've been involved with the career engineer for many years. Because of my family situation, we had not been in touch for quite a while, but we're, you know, getting in touch again. We're going to do some things together. We're excited. Also, I was able to meet with some people on Saturday evening for just a few minutes and get, you know, some conversations going about how we can all join together and do the things that we really want to do in the community. So I'm just excited about everything that is going on. So it is an awesome time here in Hampton Roads. We are glad to share with you what we are doing, and we hope that you want to share with us as well. If you would like to call in tonight, if you happen to be on the line or in the chat room, I'm checking. I don't see anybody there right now, but if you want to have a comment or a question, you can call 1-347-826-7543 while I'm on the air, and I'll be here until 9, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734, and we'll be able to talk with you and chat with you. We're making some major connections for the upcoming end of the year. A lot of people, their fiscal year starts October the 1st, so that starts on Saturday. So you need to start thinking about what you're going to do for 2012. Not that we're rushing it to come in, but we're just preparing for next year. We cannot sit idly by and just let things happen, and we don't do anything to prepare ourselves for what's going on. Also, we are excited about connecting with a couple of businesses in the community, and one is Send Out Cards. I've been working with them for almost a month now, helping them to get some things done on the internet and with mass media. So I want to say thank you, Send Out Cards, and they're one of our sponsors tonight. So we want to invite you to some of their events that are coming up. So if you have your pencils and paper ready, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about what is going on in Hampton Roads. There is going to be a fall festival, and it's going to be Saturday, October the 29th, 2011, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to take place at the Gourmet Place, 838 Old George Washington Highway in Chesapeake, Virginia. Now, there is going to be prizes and surprises, and the donation is $10, and this is being raised. The money is being raised for the food bank of Hampton Roads. And it's an awesome, awesome event. It's a way that businesses and community can connect together, and we definitely want you to be a part of that. It's actually the food bank of Southeastern Virginia, correction. And a portion of the proceeds will go towards that great event. Also, we're asking that if you do attend, and anytime you're in Chesapeake and in the area, drop a canned good guy so that we can collect food for those less fortunate than us, and we'll be able to send that on to the food bank because a lot of times they run out of food as well because there's such a great need for food now that we have to help each other, and we just really want to be supportive to the Food Bank of Southeastern Virginia. We also would like for you to know that if you live in the seven cities, Hampton Roads, or in the surrounding area, maybe Elizabeth City or Richmond, and you give me a call after this broadcast and tell me that you heard about it on Issues Concerning Women, we're going to give you a free ticket to the Fall Harvest Costume Party. Now, isn't that awesome? Because that's another way for us to network and to communicate what we're doing and to help out in the community. So it's going to be the Fall Harvest Costume Food Bank Line Dance Party, Saturday, October the 29th, 2011 at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Gourmet Place at 838 Old George Washington Highway in Chesapeake, Virginia. So come out, join us for prizes and surprises. We're going to have fun. The donation is $10 in advance and $15 at the door. You can go to HalloweenLineDance2011.eventbrite.com. So I'm going to give that to you again. And it's Halloween, HOLLOWEENLINE, Dance2011.eventbrite.com. So if you want to sign up today, you can. The proceeds, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Southeastern Food Bank of Virginia. So that's an awesome cause. We're supporting them, and we know that you will have a good time because it's so much fun. Also, on Friday nights, we're doing the fish fry for the month of September. We're probably going to carry over to October, and that's another way for us to raise money at the same location, the Gourmet Place in Chesapeake, Virginia, 838 Old George Washington Highway. That starts at 7 p.m., and you can come out and get your fish dinner, and you can also do a little bit of line dancing because we have our line dance party on Friday nights at the same location. On Thursday night, we have the line dance where we actually have a choreographer come out and teach you how to do the line dance on Thursday. And if you come on Thursday, you get a free pass for Friday, and you come back and show us what you've learned. But you get a chance to practice and with the instructor, and then on Friday night we have our line dance party. So it's an awesome, awesome time. We're excited about it, and we just really hope that you'll come out and support these wonderful organizations that are doing great work here in Hampton Roads. So we're excited about that. Also, in January, there's going to be the Kidney Foundation Line Dance Fundraiser. So it's going to be the National Kidney Foundation Line Dance Fundraiser, and it's to educate and present information regarding how 380,000 people rely on dialysis machines for survival. 8,800 people are on a waiting list for kidney transplants, and about 10 people die each day waiting for the transplant. So join us for an evening of excitement. There's going to be prizes there as well. So their ticket sales will be available to you if you go to Coast to Coast Line Dance at eventbrite.com. So if you want further information, please contact me after the broadcast. So we want you to hold on for a second. We got more information for you. So we'll be right back after our commercial break. So just stay tuned, listen to the music, and enjoy. We'll be right back. Tuning in, we're Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Humphrey, your host. Excited to be with you and hope that you enjoyed the first half of the show. We're going into our second half, and we're going to be talking about women in the workplace. because that has been an awesome topic this month. We want to continue on with what we're doing. We're giving out information how it can help you. It does not matter what position you're in, if you work for a corporation or you're going to start your own business. All of the things that I talk about are to empower you so that you may move forward in where you are and uplift yourself and those around you. So it's very important that you empower yourself, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit tonight. So, does, you know, the gentleman, thank you very much for being supportive and listening to our show. And when we talk about women in the workplace, we want to give you insight as well about how we think and what we're thinking and how you can help us to get where we want to go. We know that men are important to our lives. We don't ever want you to think that you're not. So if you're, you know, tuning into the show, it's, when we talk about issues concerning women, we're not always talking about something bad. We could be talking about good things, and that's what we're talking about tonight, empowering ourselves to move forward. And when you have information, information is knowledge. And when you have knowledge, then you have the wisdom to do the things that you need to do, how you can help the women in your workplace, gentlemen, to move forward, and how we can break those glass ceilings, because we know that they're there. We don't like to talk about it a lot of times, but, of course, we must do that because we have to be clear about where we are and what we're doing. Success alone is not enough. It is just one piece of the puzzle, and we know that in everything that we do, we want to be successful. We have the power to originate and orchestrate different values in our lives, and we also have the power to be successful in our careers and our businesses. But the one thing that we must always remember is that we do have a voice. And that is so very, very key. And being able to effectively make changes. We talk about, you know, we've come so far in the past 200 years, and are we there yet? Have we arrived? I think we still have a long way to go. And you know the old commercial, you know, you've come a long way, baby, and that's true. We come a long way, but we still have so much further to go. When we talk about empowering ourselves, we want to talk about breaking the glass ceiling, whether you're male or female. And many of us have different views about that. Unfortunately, they are, you know, things that we must talk about, and we must talk about the truth. And there are times that we just really don't want to do that. We want to think that everything is good and rosy and that, you know, there's no need to talk about the women versus the men in the workplace. But the thing that I find that whenever a woman achieves a great success in her business, it is a big deal made about it. And I want to just make it clear that it should be the norm, not the exception. That's what bothers me so much about the glass ceiling door. When a woman makes an executive position that it hits the newspaper, you know, she's the first woman to be the vice president of so-and-so bank. That should be normal, you know, and it doesn't matter if she's African-American or Asian or Indian, you know, or even if she was purple. It should not matter that, one, she was a woman and she was a woman of color or just a woman in general. You know, it should not matter. It should be that she had equal pay for her equal skills. And that's why I encourage women and men to go back to school, to continue their education, to get what they need. The focus a lot of times also is not on her experience or her ability to lead, but on her gender, because that's the real story. So when a woman makes that executive position, it's because, you know, she worked hard, she was diligent, and she was direct, she had power, she used it. And in the man's world, there seems to be no problem if it was a man. But when it was a woman, they always emphasize that it was a female, and that should not be the case. For women to gain power as a gender, they need to critically change how we perceive women in the workplace. We need to critically be able to stand up and say, you know what, I deserve this, I have the power to do this, I have the ability to do it. Don't be concerned about my gender, just be concerned about if I can get the job done. It outlines how a woman can be in charge of her life and also have the ability to create her own success on her own terms. She has the power to do that, and we must allow women and men to be able to do that, because sometimes the men are in the same position that we are. We are not always fighting against each other. Sometimes we're fighting against the system and how it was set up. So we need to make those changes. Power is about granting yourself permission to be successful. And I read that in a book that I was reading, and I'll never forget that. Power is always about granting yourself permission to be successful. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? Who's your best advocate? You are. Who's your best voice for what you want to do? You are. So if you're the kind of person that doesn't have that voice, that's when you need to muster up enough strength and wisdom to go out there and find somebody that you can mentor with that's going to give you that voice, somebody who has like mind like you that you want to be around and is going to help you get to where you want to go. You have to follow your passion and to live out your dreams, because if you don't have dreams and you don't have passion about anything, your life is quite mundane, and that's very sad. And you're never going to break any glass ceilings. You're never going to be elevated to the next level. You're never going to get that great promotion. Why? Because you don't allow yourself to have the power, or use the power, I should say, that you already have. You have it within you. All of us do. It's just how we want to assert it and how we want to use it for what we want to do. Power also hinges on economic freedom and broad personal networks. So you have to think about who you're associated with. Who are you spending time with? Because we listen all the time to, you know, the gurus and the consultants and the powers that be that say, if you're the smartest person in your group, then guess what? You're in the wrong group. You need to have some people equally as smart or smarter than you in your group to help you get where you want to go. So that is a key point. And it's time to challenge ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, so that we can go into this fiscal year. October 1st is the fiscal year for most businesses. You need to check your status in your business, know where you want to go, know if you're working for somebody else, is this where you want to be in 2012? Are you thinking about starting a business, a small business? Are you thinking about doing it part-time? Where do you want to be? Challenge yourself and take control of your life. Who is responsible? You are. Who is responsible for your personal destiny? You are. We all do many things, but you have to be good at what you do. I know my role and what I can do. I stay where I belong when it comes to the business world. I don't want to tread into anybody else's waters because I'm not safe there, especially when I'm doing things that are out of my league. I know what my power is and what my strength is. So today I'm just saying that you need to empower yourself, give yourself permission, and just move forward. And you need to also be aware that if you have the vision, don't let anybody take it away from you. You may not be able to start your business today, but guess what? You can start working on it. I have people that I talk to all the time, professional people. They are starting on what they want to do for next year. We're talking about not that we're rushing the year out because we want the old to be gone and the new to begin, but because we have to have strategies in place, because we know that we cannot break any kind of barriers if we're not willing to step out of a comfort zone. That's the other key component. Sometimes we are not empowered because we don't use the abilities that we have. And sometimes we think that we can't do something because we weren't properly trained to do it. But you can do research, you can get a mentor, you can have somebody work with you, you can bring somebody on board that knows more than you know and partner with that person to get done what you need to do. I am an organizer. I know that. We talked about that today at lunch. I was with a couple of my colleagues, and we talked about what we do. I know what I'm good at. I don't mind, and I'm not bragging. I don't mind saying that I'm a great organizer, that I'm a great corporate event planner, because that's what I do. I'm a business builder because that's what I do, because I know how. I've done it for so many years that it's a no-brainer for me. Of course, keeping up with new technology and mass media is important to me. I had to learn so many things. I had to come out of my comfort zone because, again, I was not thinking that I would have to ever learn how to do these certain things, but now I know that I must do them so that I'll be able to keep up with what's going on, that I'll be able to break the glass ceiling, that I'll be able to make the kind of money that I want to make in the coming years. Don't wait for your turn. Give yourself permission now. You have the power to do whatever you want to do, and that's why I talk about empowering yourself, because who, again, better knows what you want? Who, again, better knows how you like things? Who knows what your passion is better than you? Nobody does. Nobody can tell you what it is that you need to do. People can suggest to you what you should do. They can help you put everything in perspective and work out the fine details, but you must know what you want to do. You must be able to change the things about yourself that you don't like, get with people that can help you do what you want to do, and not be afraid or not apologize for the things that you don't know. Get with somebody, create what you want for your business, or if you're working in a corporate situation, you must be able to put down on paper what you want, what your passion is, where you want to go. If you want to be the CEO of that company someday, the vice president, the COO, CFO, whatever you want to be in the company, then you have to start preparing for that right now. If it's going to take you going back to school, taking some classes, then you need to do that now. We encourage you to do that because that is so very, very important for you to have all the education that you can get. There's nothing wrong with continuing education. It is powerful. It is a powerful tool. It is the key to most people being successful now, especially in this economy. You can't just be a high school student. You have to go beyond that. You have to be assertive. You have to give yourself, again, the permission to move forward, to say that nothing's going to stop me from getting to where I want to go. Nothing can hold me back except myself, and we all know that. When we look at who we are and what we're doing, it's all a matter of where do I want to go next, and certainly knowing the difference between what you want to do today and what your long-term goals are, because, again, we have to set goals. We talk about that on this show all the time, setting your goals, writing things down, making things happen. You have the power to do that. So empower yourself. Again, I can't stress enough about the education piece. I also want to encourage you to find that mentor. Find somebody that's doing what you're doing. Get some smart people on your team. Get some people to help you. And I'm not saying that you're not smart. You can be the smartest person in the world, but you can't do everything by yourself. You have to have people to work with you. That's called wisdom, when you know what to do, when you know how to encourage other people to come alongside of you and help you get done what you want to get done. That's called being a smart businessman or woman, getting what you need from those that are around you, empowering your team so that you can be the best at whatever you do. If your company is a floor-sweeping company, then you better be the best floor-sweeping company in Hampton Roads, in Kansas, in Russia, wherever you are. Be the best that you can be. And if you don't have the skills to do that, and if your brooms are out of date, then you need to stop upgrading them. Maybe you can't do them all at once, but one at a time. Know that there are means for you to get what you want. You just have to do it. You know, sometimes we think that we can't do something, so we have limitations. And stop apologizing for who you are. You don't have to do that anymore. Count the number of times that you apologize to somebody because they misunderstood you or they weren't paying attention. That's on them. Stop apologizing for who you are. You are powerful, powerful individuals. You're listening to my broadcast, so I know that you're intelligent. You're smart, you're savvy, you're educated. Don't let anybody take your power away from you. Just know who you are and know what your situation is and how you can better what you need to do. Be your own advocate. And if you don't know how to do that, then you need to call me at 757-567-6734 after the show, or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Contact me on Facebook through Issues Concerning Women. I have a page there, and also you can contact me through my name, Francine Humphrey. I almost forgot my name. I talk so much. Hey. But anyway, it's awesome, awesome, as always, to be with you. I am privileged and honored to be on Blog Talk Radio, and I look forward to being with you again on next Thursday. please keep in mind all of the great information that I gave you today about the events that are coming up. And if you're in Hampton Roads and you call me after the show, or if you find it on Facebook and you call in or leave me a message on my Facebook page about getting your free ticket to the Fall Harvest Costume Food Bank Line Dance Party, I'll be more than happy to get that to you. Thank you so much. God bless you, and you have a wonderful week. I'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.